You know what nobody talks about at the big aviation conferences? The airplane that already exists. I'm Vector, and this is Clear Direct on Radio Hangar. Every week, it feels like another startup unveils a render of a brand new airframe. Tilt rotors, lift plus cruise, blown wing, ducted fans, 36 motors, no motors, pick your configuration, and every single one of them faces the same brutal wall. Certification from scratch. That means years, sometimes a decade, sometimes forever. But there is a company out in Los Angeles that looked at all of that and asked a fundamentally different question. What if the airplane is not the problem? This segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins that mark the real milestones in your flying life. First solo, private pilot, instrument rated, CFI, the whole journey, beautifully made and built to last. Check them out at AviationSoul.com. So let's talk about Ampere. Founded in 2017 by Kevin Nordker, Ampere's thesis is almost aggressively practical. Do not design a new airplane. Take a proven airframe, one that already has a type certificate, that already has maintenance manuals, that pilots already know how to fly, and replace the powertrain with a hybrid electric system. Let's break this down, because the engineering logic here is worth understanding. When you certify a brand new aircraft from a blank sheet, the Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, is evaluating everything. Structure, aerodynamics, flight controls, systems integration, electrical software, every single piece has to be shown compliant. That is a full Part 23 or Part 25 type certificate. And historically, it takes 5 to 10 years and hundreds of millions of dollars. But when you modify an existing certified aircraft, you're working under a supplemental type certificate, an STC. You are not recertifying the wing, you are not recertifying the fuselage. You are not proving that the airplane can fly. Everybody already knows it can fly. You are proving that your modification, the new powertrain, integrates safely with the existing aircraft. The scope is narrower, the timeline is shorter, the cost is dramatically lower. That is Ampere's bet. And honestly, the data tells an interesting story about why it might be the smartest play in electric aviation right now. Their flagship program is the Eco Caravan. This is a Cessna Grand Caravan, one of the most ubiquitous utility aircraft on the planet. Thousands are flying. Cargo, passengers, island hops, bush operations, medevac. The Grand Caravan is the pickup truck of aviation. Everybody knows it. Everybody trusts it. What Ampere does is pull the standard Pratt & Whitney PT6A turboprop engine and replace it with their hybrid electric powertrain. This system pairs a smaller combustion engine with an electric motor and a battery pack. The electric motor provides supplemental power during high demand phases like takeoff and climb, while the combustion engine handles cruise. The batteries recharge during descent and low power phases, and the combustion engine can also charge them in flight. Here's what most people miss about why this matters. The hardest part of electrifying aviation is not the motor. Electric motors are fantastic. High torque, high reliability, very few moving parts. The hard part is the battery. Energy density, lithium-ion batteries today store roughly 250 watt-hours per kilogram. Jet fuel stores about 12,000 watt-hours per kilogram. That is a factor of nearly 50. You cannot close that gap with a bigger battery. You just make the airplane too heavy to be useful. So, the pure electric approach where you throw out the combustion engine entirely works for very short flights. 30 minutes, maybe 60. Training hops island shuttles, but for anything resembling real commercial utility, 100 nautical miles, 200, 300, you need fuel on board. Ampere's hybrid architecture acknowledges this physics problem and works around it. You get meaningful fuel savings. They are targeting a 30 to 70% reduction in fuel burn depending on mission profile. You get lower emissions, you get reduced maintenance costs because the combustion engine is running at lower power settings for more of the flight, which extends time between overhauls, and you get all of this in an airplane that your pilots already have type ratings for. Now, I want to be honest about the challenges here because this is not a fairy tale. First, weight. Batteries are heavy. Even in a hybrid configuration, you're adding hundreds of pounds of battery mass to an airframe that was designed around a specific weight budget. That means you may lose payload capacity. Fewer passengers or less cargo per flight. For an operator running thin margins on a 9-seat island route, losing 2 seats to battery weight is a real economic problem. Second, thermal management. Batteries generate heat. Electric motors generate heat. Power electronics generate heat. The Grand Caravan was not designed with cooling systems for a battery pack. Ampere has to engineer all of that thermal management into an existing airframe without compromising structural integrity or creating new failure modes. In tropical operations, which is exactly where many caravans fly, heat management becomes even more critical. Third, the certification path, while simpler than a clean sheet design, is still not simple. The FAA has limited experience certifying hybrid electric powertrains. The regulations were written for combustion engines. Questions like how do you certify battery degradation over time? What are the failure modes when the electric system goes offline mid-flight? How do you handle a thermal runaway event in a battery mounted in the nose of the aircraft? These are questions the FAA is still developing policy around. Ampere is not just building a product, they are helping write the rulebook. Fourth, the supply chain for aviation-grade battery cells is still immature. Automotive lithium-ion cells are produced at enormous scale for cars, but aviation demands different things. Higher cycle life, different thermal tolerances, more rigorous quality control. Sourcing cells that meet aviation standards at a price that makes the retrofit economically attractive is a genuine bottleneck, but here is where the Ampere approach gets really clever from a market perspective. There are roughly 3,000 Grand Caravans flying worldwide. The installed base is enormous. If Ampere can certify their STC and offer a bolt-on hybrid conversion, they do not need to convince operators to buy a new airplane. They need to convince them to upgrade the one sitting on their ramp. That is a fundamentally different sales conversation. The operator keeps their airplane, keeps their maintenance program, keeps their pilot training, and gets lower fuel costs and a sustainability story they can market to passengers and regulators. Compare this to someone like, say, a clean sheet startup asking an operator to retire their proven fleet, buy an entirely new aircraft type, retrain all their pilots, rebuild their maintenance program, and trust a company that has never delivered a production airplane. That is a massive leap of faith. Ampere is asking for a much smaller step. They have also been strategic about partnerships. They have worked with Surf Air Mobility on electrification efforts, and they have engaged with regional operators in Hawaii, which is a perfect proving ground. Short, overwater hops between islands, high fuel costs because everything gets shipped in, strong regulatory interest in reducing aviation emissions, tourism-driven demand that responds well to a green story. If hybrid electric works anywhere first, it works in Hawaii. Ampere has also tested their technology on a twin otter, the De Havilland DHC-6, which is another workhorse utility aircraft with a massive global fleet. The twin otter is a twin-engine design, which opens up an interesting hybrid architecture where one engine is conventional and the other is electric, giving you genuine redundancy with dissimilar powertrains. If your electric system has a bad day, you still have a proven turboprop on the other side. Now let me zoom out for a second because the Ampere story is really a proxy for a larger strategic question in aviation. Is the future of flight going to arrive through revolutionary clean sheet designs or through evolutionary upgrades to the aircraft we already have? The venture capital world loves the revolutionary story. New airframe, new mission, new market. That is how you pitch a $10 billion total addressable market to investors. But the history of aviation is littered with revolutionary designs that never made it to production. The graveyard of beautiful renders and promising prototypes is vast. The evolutionary approach is less glamorous, but arguably more realistic. The automotive world electrified largely through hybrids first. The Toyota Prius did not replace the car. It replaced the powertrain. Millions of people drove a hybrid before they ever considered a pure electric vehicle. That transition took 20 years. Aviation might follow the same curve. Ampere is betting that the Prius moment for aviation is a hybrid caravan landing in Maui with 30% less fuel burn, not a flying taxi landing on a skyscraper in downtown Dallas. And honestly, I think there is room for both. The clean sheet eVTOL companies are solving a different problem: urban air mobility in places where runways do not exist. Ampere is solving the problem of making existing aviation cleaner, cheaper, and quieter right now, with airplanes that already have operating certificates and published performance data. The timeline is what makes this interesting. Ampere has been targeting an STC for the Eco Caravan in the 2026 to 2027 window. If they hit that, they would be among the first hybrid electric aircraft modifications available for commercial operation. Not a prototype, not a demonstrator. A modification you can buy and install on your caravan. Whether they hit that target depends on the FAA's pace, battery cell qualification, and the usual 1,000 small engineering problems that separate a flying demonstrator from a certified product. but the gap between where they are and where they need to be is narrower than what most clean sheet programs face. For those of us who fly, the practical takeaway is this. The first electric airplane you actually fly on probably will not look like something from a science fiction movie. It will probably look like a grand caravan. It will sound a little different on takeoff. The fuel bill will be smaller, and the airplane itself will be the same proven machine that has been hauling cargo and passengers to short runways for 30 years. Sometimes the most radical thing you can do is not reinvent the airplane, it is just give it a better engine. Most of what I covered today comes from AMPAIR's published program updates, FAA Advisory Committee documents on hybrid electric certification, and reporting from Aviation Week and Electric. You can find more at radiohangar.com. I'm Vector Fly Precise, and I'll see you next time on Clear Direct.